IES, O, Preps for Virtual Corporate PPAs, written by Rich Hydorn Jr., and read by an automated voice. IES, O, will begin allowing corporate energy buyers to purchase power from off-site renewable generators next spring, giving loads another way to reduce their global adjustment, or GA charges.
The new policy will be effective for the 2026-27 base period for determining loads GA charges. The CPPA framework allows participants in the Industrial Conservation Initiative, or EC, to sign virtual power purchase agreements with renewable generators, defined as wind, water, biomass, biogas, biofuel, solar or geothermal, located anywhere in Ontario. Before the June rule change by the Ministry of Energy and Mines, the EC program allowed only on-site PPAs, in which electricity is generated and consumed at the same location, behind the meter. EC is designed to reduce large electricity users' consumption during peak hours.
The revised regulation will help large consumers reduce their electricity costs and meet clean energy goals, while providing an additional revenue source for generators and supporting new generation investment, IES, O, said in an engagement session outlining the program November 4.
Potential global adjustment savings. CPPAs handle financial settlements separately from the physical delivery of electricity, with the generator's output offsetting the consumer's demand during peak periods. EC participants that cut their usage during the top 5 peak hours over a 12-month base period can significantly reduce their GA charges. The GA funds new grid infrastructure as well as maintenance and conservation programs. Eligible loads. EC participants called Class A customers include manufacturing and industrial loads, including greenhouses, with an average monthly maximum hourly demand between 500 kilowatts and 1 megawatts. Customers with an average monthly maximum hourly demand between 1 and 5 megawatts, which can opt into the program, and customers with an average monthly maximum hourly demand greater than 5 megawatts, which are automatically entered into the EC program unless they opt out. Generator eligibility.
The program allows participation by generators and customers that are distribution connected if they are registered as a market participant and settled in the IESO market.
New generation facilities are eligible to participate if they have a municipal resolution of support and are not located on prime agricultural land.
CPPA transactions must be settled through the IESO market.
Stacking OK. The new rules allow generating facilities and customers to stack multiple PPAs.
But they limit the eligible electricity under the program to that which has not already been paid for or committed, such as that procured through IESO contracts. The fundamental principle is that the regulation does not permit double recovery, IESO's Keegan Buck said.
A given unit of electricity can be either eligible electricity or compensated electricity. It cannot be both. Eligible electricity.
Generators must deliver to the IESO grid or distribution system some volume of eligible electricity in each hour of the base period without using temporary storage. Based on the IESO's current interpretation, we understand the regulation's requirement for generators to deliver any non-zero amount of energy, essentially any volume above 0 megawatt hours, IESO spokesman Michael Dodsworth said. The rules provide exceptions to the delivery requirement for facility outages, insufficient wind or sunlight, compliance with IESO dispatch instructions or circumstances beyond the generator's control, such as delivery constraints.
Next steps.
IESO is accepting feedback until November 18 at engagement at ESO.ca.
It plans to post final documents on the program in December or January. The CPPA submission window opens February 1, 2026, and closes March 30. Submissions must be sent by email to corporatepa@eso.ca.
We strongly encourage submitting early within the window, because some of the timelines are quite tight for approval of the documents, and it may require some back and forth between proponents and the IESO, the ISO's Greg Murr said.